to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Let me give you guys the number to call into the show, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. Listening in on the airwaves, rantemradio.com. Thank you guys for having me in your living room tonight. You can follow along with us on Facebook under the Wrestling Call-In Show, on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In, email the show, twcis999@gmail.com. Follow along on our website, thewrestlingcallinshow.webs.com. Billionaire Ted, how you doing, man? I see you in the chat. We got 4 online users, myself, actually twice myself. Billionaire Ted, 1 anonymous user. Anonymous user, make yourself known, man. Call into the show at 706-993-4606. Got a lot to talk about tonight. We'll be talking about the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view we have for tomorrow. We got the kickoff show going. Lots to talk about there. Events of Monday Night Raw, the events of SmackDown, your news of the week. Also, the announcement of Goldberg, Lesnar at Survivor Series. So we got a lot to talk about. Call into the show, 706-993-4606. Went to my co-host, Mr. Hightower, right now. Spoke with him earlier today. He is fired up and ready to go. We're also going to be doing a quick throwback tonight, Extreme Rules 2009. We're going to be doing that as well. So we're going to have some fun. You can call in, 706-993-4606 is that number. First thing I want to get in to talk about, and I'm gonna kind of go backwards a little bit from my notes. For those of you who follow along on Facebook, I wanted to get into WWE wrestler Mandy Rose. She posted some Snapchat pictures this week mocking the afro of a black woman's hair. Let me head on the line number one real quick. Bring in my co-host, Mr. Hightower. How you doing, man? Mr. Hightower, you with me? Oh, he hung up on me. Give me a second here. Let's see if I can get Mr. Hightower back. You there, man? Mr. Hightower, can you hear me, sir? Mr. Hightower. Am I muted? Let me see. Let me do this real quick. Give me a second, guys. I don't think I'm muted at all. There we go. Run over here real quick. Let's see. Turn this off. All right, let's see if that's a little bit better. Mr. Hightower might be able to hear me. Hit okay there. All right, let's try to call him back now. See if we can get through. Oh, I do not know what's up with Mr. Hightower tonight. Let me see. I do not understand. Let me handle back to the hearing. There he is. Close that out. Let me try again. I just updated this Skype. I don't know what's going on. Let me see if I can get a hold of him now. Let's see. Hey, being there, Ted, shoot me a message on the, in the chat. See if you can you hear me better? I'm gonna try to get Mr. Hightower back here. I just updated this Skype, so it should be working fine. Try one more time. Don't create a new group. Trying to call him right now so I can get a hold of him. And
the person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Try again. We'll shut down Skype and start over if this doesn't work. Please bear, be patient with me, guys. Let's see here.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Let's do this real quick. Let's we'll restart Skype. Alright. Let's try this again. Alright, come on. All right, restarting it now. There we go. I have to actually give him a second. Okay. Let me tell him. All right, while we're waiting on Hightower, let me get your guys' thoughts. 706-993-4606 is the number to call in. I got Skype restarted, so we should be in good shape. And you sound clear being there, Ted. Thank you, sir. are you guys looking forward to Hell in a Cell? I was kind of hoping that Sasha Banks and Charlotte would close the show. You guys know I am with Ladies Wrestling, women's Wrestling. I was kind of hoping they would close the show, but it seems like Vince has some issues with there or some doubts with it. And I kind of like the fact that they did what they did with Mick Foley on Raw with Charlotte and Sasha Banks. I love that. And I'm kind of hoping that those two ladies get the opportunity to close the show. We also got two women's wrestling matches on this card. We got Bayley versus Dana Brooke, Sasha Banks versus Charlotte. So we got two women's matches on the card on this pay-per-view. Hopefully they'll close. I'm hoping that they do. Vince will probably go more traditional, maybe go at Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins for the Universal title. I'm kind of hoping Sasha and Charlotte close. I'm kind of hoping that they close. They've been doing some very good things in WWE as of late. So I hope those guys really close the show. They've been doing a good job. I'm not a fan of Charlotte. Everyone knows I can't stand Charlotte. Let me head on back to... There we go. Yeah. Chris, what's up?
Doom. I'm just making that run in, like I said, I was on Tuesday night.
What's going on, man?
I just had my Halloween party.
Okay. Okay. You looking forward to this pay-per-view, the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view tomorrow?
Maybe. Oh, I've been drinking, man. I'm a little lit.
Oh, man. Yeah, like I said, I'm hoping Charlotte and Sasha Banks close the show, but it's being rumored that Vince McMahon is fighting it.
They don't know what they're doing on Raw no more, I think.
No, I don't think they do either. I mean, they seem like they want to go more traditional with Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins for that Universal title. But I'm kind of hoping Banks and Charlotte, I hope they close the show out.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Charlotte at all, but, you know, I hope they close the show out because they have to put on some good matches.
Yeah. Anybody else on the line?
I'm waiting on Hightower to come on now. I don't know if he was having some issues with Skype or what, but I'm waiting on Hightower to come on now.
I was going to call out Tony C and cut a promo, but I'm a little inebriated right now.
You
want to
cut a promo on Tony C?
Oh, nah, I thought I made a truce on this Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels feud that's been going on these past few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm going to have to start it back up.
Uh-oh. And yeah, there we go. I got him on.
I'm a little chill tonight.
I got my man on. Mr. Hightower, how you doing, man?
I couldn't hear y'all fucking mic on me and out on me.
Okay, but you're good now? You hear us now?
Do I sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's been going on with you this week, man?
Oh, man, just a whole lot of nothing. Just been working.
There you go. I know you can't wait for this Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. But like I say, it looked like it may be a decent card. I know the kickoff show is going to be a Sin Cara, Dorado and Cedric Alexander versus Tony Nese, Drew Gulak, and Daivari. That's going to be a little kickoff show match. Then the main matches are going to start with Enzo and Cass versus Gallows and Anderson. I don't know. I mean, at some point, you got to make Gallows and Anderson legit, and this might be the time they do that.
Maybe, but, you know, the way they've been booking stuff lately, I don't think they... I don't got no faith in Raw no more.
No faith at all?
I don't even watch it no more. I pretty much watch SmackDown.
Dang, dude, that's it?
Yeah, man.
I barely watch a Raw, but I do get time to watch SmackDown.
Wow. Yeah.
It's to the point right now, especially when they Michael Cole said that bullshit about damn Goldberg being the greatest damn WCW champ of all time. it just sealed the deal, like back in the day when I took my hiatus from wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It was because when Triple H did the It Never Happened. I just cut it off.
Man, we also got in this match, we had two women's matches on this pay-per-view. We got Bayley versus Dana Brooke.
That arm wrestling bullshit this week, man. I'm sorry with the cussing, man. You know what I'm saying? That,
you fine, man.
That hand I had, man. You know, I got some hand from Europe, man. That, you know, I had to bust it open tonight.
You think Dana Brooke can knock Bayley off the perch?
No. She better not. The IWC will go off.
Yeah, they would.
And I don't see why they like Dana Brooke.
She must be doing some favors, I'm sorry.
Hustle. You might be right though, man.
Because the way that girl wrestled, I mean, I know she's supposed to be messing with Ziggler, but damn, she looked like damn pine water something, man. I don't know, man. She just looked like the straight garbage.
You just can't wrestle.
Yeah. Oh, she can't even throw a punch?
Nah, she definitely got that work.
Send her back to NXT.
NXT, about NXT.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like my damn two sons fighting and stuff, and they 2-1 in 6 months.
Wow.
And what they trying to do, and I love that Bayley they just doing a slow burn with Bayley right now, and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Into her character like that, rushing into the main event with the women, she needs to, like, really, I don't even want to see her at WrestleMania. Thanks.
Yeah.
WWE Cruiserweight title match. TJ Perkins versus D. Brian Kendrick.
We need Ryder from Paw Patrol to lose the belt.
You still going back to the Paw Patrol?
I told you, man.
He does look like a milk.
It'd be better he come out there with a bulldog and a Dalmatian, and he might get over.
My son got the Ryder character. He got like two. He got to do a Ryder.
He got to come down on that moped, too.
And I remember watching that show with my kid, and my 7-year-old, he loved it.
Speaking of those Disney shows, y'all watch, you watch The Lion Guard, right?
Nope.
Oh, you got to watch it, because I think Jordan Carb is the bird. He sounds just like him. Tell you, watch it, man. You'll see it, man. I ain't crazy. That's his side hustle. That's why he a part-time on What Are You Ruling Calling show.
What Are You Ruling Calling show? Man, like I say, I like TJ Perkins better in TNA when he was manic.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling him in WWE at all.
Brian Kendrick need to win it, and they need to get back to like that WCW Cruiserweights when they had the Phenomenal 5, 6, 7, and Silver King and them getting it in.
Oh, yeah. That's some good stuff. That was some good stuff.
Yes, sir. And then one dude did the corkscrew all the damn time.
And the Parker, the chairman of the board. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That was some good stuff back in the day.
Yes, sir.
Your WWE Tag Team Championship match. Is this going to be where the New Day loses versus Cesaro and Sheamus?
I think it's going to be a fuck finish, and because they were what 30 days out from the title.
I think so. The overall record. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're gonna take the title after the 30 days. Cause they're gonna screw over Demolition's record.
And then after that, that's when the New Day. Now, do you think when New Day loses those titles, they just separate?
Nah, I think they're gonna do like an injury angle, take them off TV, cause they make too much merchandise for them.
Right. I mean, the booty heels alone is enough. All right.
They need a break.
They need to do what?
Need a vacation.
Yeah. And then come back stronger? Yeah.
Yeah.
They come back stronger, yeah.
Come back stronger. All right. Now we get started into the Hell in a Cell matches. Hell in a Cell for the WWE United States title. Roman Reigns versus Rusev.
Rusev take it. But they need to add like a Russian chain in that match or something. You know, they got to, you know, Rusev got to get a little ruthless. He need to get like Nikita Koloff to be his manager with Lana. I don't know.
What you think, Hattar?
Really, I'm thinking that Rusev might go over. Hold on. No, let me put that back. Roman Reigns gonna go over, and that's gonna end a feud.
Okay. I don't like Roman Reigns. I don't even like Wolfpack Roman. So I'm hoping for Rusev. That a few minutes, but hoping for Rusev. Hell in a Cell for the WWE Women's Title. Sasha Banks versus Charlotte.
It's gonna be Sasha.
That's what I'm thinking too. Because I'm thinking that you're going to see Sasha and Bayley somewhere down the line.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
No, we ain't going to see them yet.
You don't think so?
We're going to have Nia Jax interfering in that match with Sasha going. So we're
going to see.
We're going to see Taker and Shawn Michaels. Well, not that brutal. But something like that. Like Kane come, it gotta be Kane.
She gonna throw Sasha Banks through the cage.
if Charlotte does that, Sasha's done. She's too small to take any punishment like that.
Uh, you saw it to start like his Undertaker Hell in a Cell match with Undertaker was whooping his ass. I think Charlotte will.
You're damn right. That's one of my favorite matches, man. He beat the hell out of Shawn Michaels that match.
He did. He really did.
He got no defense, right? But it was so fucking good.
I just think that.
Not, you know, not that harsh, but like Charlotte just whooping the shit out of.
It could be half and half in that match. I just don't want Charlotte to do no goddamn backflip off the top of the cage and just miss.
Yeah. But you know, Vince forbade her from coming off the top of the cage.
Yeah. They need to. I mean, right now, to me, they need to just take they need to take the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view and just make it as a match and change it like Halloween Havoc or something, man. It's just losing its luster, the match, when they got three in a row.
I think it's going to be Charlotte going to still retain, Sasha Banks going to still retain, but I think Nia is just on that.
Let me ask you this. How do you interfere in the Hell in a Cell though?
Dude, just like Kane did. Yeah. Open that damn cell.
Yeah.
See, just like Kane did.
Yeah, but I don't
fuck off the edge.
Or
take the little thing away from, you know, the little clipping thing.
Yeah. That'd be better. That'd be better.
Open because they busted the cage open.
That'd be better.
Yeah.
And then we have Hell in a Cell for the WWE Universal Title match. I can't believe it's still called the Universal Title. Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins.
I got an issue with Kevin Owens, man. He need to change that damn suit, man. He had that suit on for the last 4 weeks since he been champ. Switch it up, man. Get a gray...
That's the only suit he got.
Yeah. Like, you're the champ now, man. You got that extra little bit of on your paycheck, man.
Yeah, you're the champ. You're the face on Raw. So you need to get you a new suit, my brother. All right, let me go into Monday Night Raw reaction. I know you didn't watch Raw, but I know you guys saw what Brock Lesnar's response to Goldberg was. What you guys think?
It's Brock. Typical Brock.
Typical Paul Heyman promo to me.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm going to have to start getting the hate and my conspiracy theory going, but I just really hate that Brock doesn't have to cut no promo. Paul Heyman does all his talking. He just sits there and suplexes. Just getting, I don't know, maybe just redundant, you know.
Right.
He ain't putting in none of the work, huh?
Get him fucking born.
Yeah.
Then they had a
real born, and I'm tired of it.
They, like I said, they give Roman Reigns shit because he can't cut a promo. Brock doesn't do shit, and don't nobody say nothing.
Don't nobody say. That's why I wish Shawn Michaels. I just wish. Like, because, you know, somebody will bitch about that.
Right.
Like, I wish old days where you're going to speak or you're just going to get buried.
Let me head over to line number three real quick and bring in my man, Surfer. Surfer, what's up, my friend?
What y'all doing up so late?
Hey, man, I've been taking these needle jello shots all night, man. That's what I've been doing all night.
Surfer, you looking forward to Hell in a Cell, Surfer?
Say it again.
You looking forward to Hell in a Cell?
I don't know if I'm excited, but you know, I'm hoping that it'll you know, worth watching. Because just being in the Hell in a Cell by itself, that's not enough,
right?
And to some people, it is. As long as they climb up on top and fall off the cage, that's all they want to see. But you know. I really want to be told a story, and I want to be entertained. And I want something memorable.
And guys, don't forget, Hell in a Cell, live coverage tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, Rant AM Radio. I believe AA and Tony C will be doing the honors of the pre and post show. So definitely check out the network tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Like I said earlier, Surfer, I'm kind of hoping Sasha Banks and Charlotte close out the show. I don't think it's going to happen, but I hope they close the show.
They should.
It's possible.
I think the better.
Go ahead.
I think they're going to be the better match. Yeah. And they should have closed the show, but they're going to go with Kevin Owens and Seth. And it might be good, but then it's not going to live up to Sasha and Charlotte's match like in TakeOver with her and Bayley. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, let me ask you. Uh-oh, man. Java Junkie, what's up, man?
Oh, talking about Kevin Owens' damn suit.
What's up, Java? Java, you there? I brought him on.
You must be having trouble with the mic.
Yeah.
Call back in, brother.
But call back in, Java. Because I can't, because I got you here when I'm not getting any sound. No, what is this I see on the internet? People picking on Sasha Banks' forehead. What is this I'm seeing?
Man, I don't know what they're talking about. She's fine. What the hell?
No, she's a good looking woman, but she do have a five head.
That don't mean nothing.
It ain't Alicia Fox's six.
You don't have to look at her forehead from the back, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to look at her forehead from the back.
What's up,
the fact that she got five fingers of death up there.
Now we got Surfer out here.
Yep, we got Surfer. What's up, man?
Hey, you know what? Hey, guys. First off, let me say this: I love you all to death, and thank God I'm finally off on a freaking Saturday so I can listen in live and enjoy you guys and, you know, interact with you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Surfer, just so you know, you're the man. I just want to remind you of that. You already know it. Just want to remind you. And quite frankly, no bitch needs to be looked at from her fucking forehead. Who's crap? I don't know. I mean, it's like Brock Lesnar and his tummy owie. Who gives a flying fuck?
I'm going to take away my koofness for a second and get a little raw and crass.
What do you think, man?
That locker room talk?
Yep.
You're not going to go grab a pussy violently, are you?
Take a lot of damage to the midsection when they're giving you helmet if the hit forehead is too big. Just saying.
Now, Surfer, you do realize that of all the people that I've ever listened to on the Rant or any other podcast, you're the one motherfucker that I would love to sit down and have a cup of coffee with. Now, let's discuss ignorant honky bitches.
Oh, come on. Don't use the H word. That ain't right.
It is right because I'm honky, so I can say it.
You're Hungarian?
Yeah, you're Hungarian? No,
honky. Honky.
That's where honky comes from. It was people calling Hungarians honkies.
What's your point, Tom? Oh.
Well, I stay corrected. Anyhow, who gives a shit? Okay, so let's discuss Mandy Rose.
Yes. Yes.
Now, this is a perfect opportunity because I'm an albino black man, and you all are gentlemen of fantastic tans.
Yes, sir.
But the point is this, okay, is what she said racist? Well, it's how you take it.
It's insensitive.
It's stupid.
What happened? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll explain it real quick. It's on my Facebook page, by the way. She was on Snapchat, and it's long gone, but I put a picture up. She was making fun of a young black woman with an afro sitting ahead of her on an airplane. And I thought it was kind of funny because she was making fun of the afro, but she was wearing cornrows.
Now, here's my thing. Okay. Now, let's be serious. Let's drop the kayfabe and all that bullshit. I've always worked with, I've always been friends with people that are not white.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a learning process. You have to understand. Perception is reality, especially of with people that are ethnically different than you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can sit there and say M&M is one fantastic cracker. You guys aren't going to think anything of it. Great. Then I can say something about iced tea, ice cube, Lipton iced tea, whatever, and you're going to get offended because that's your perception.
You ever heard of sweet tea as a rapper?
I'm sorry?
Damn. You ever heard of sweet tea?
Damn.
I'm not joking. Oh. There was a female God. Sweet tea. And
you know what, sir? You are now Arizona sweet tea to me.
And I'm just saying, there was a female rapper called Sweet Tea.
That was back in the day, though.
Yeah.
There probably was, but now, keep in mind, there was also a rapper named Prince Marky D, and my name is Mark, and my middle and last initials are, you know, the letter D. So, you know, whatever. But anyway, point is that what she said was stupid. It wasn't racist. I'm pretty sure it wasn't racist. I mean, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
It's racially insensitive.
Yeah.
No, what it is.
Just made fun of her hairdo?
Yeah.
I mean, listen. Look,
but did it have anything about black or white, or she was just joking on the hair?
She said, WTF.
She was. Well, I don't know if this was what she was thinking, but it seemed like she was annoyed that someone was sitting in front of her. They had an afro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did she see out the front of the bus? I'm sorry, man. That was probably distasteful or something, you know. Or
and it seemed like she had sat behind some other people that had afros, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's my thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind this. Now, we're guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a certain amount of disconnect between us and women. Women are some nasty bitches.
Did it have anything to involve wrestling? Oh, no, I want to hear this right now. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you can be sorry all you want to. I still love you. Anyhow, point is, okay, in all seriousness, women are very, very destructive of one another.
Yeah, I've always said women don't like each other unless they like each other.
Mm. They don't like each other unless they're lesbians. And they're tickling each other's, you know, furry monkeys. I mean, it's just the way it is.
No, that's what I just said. They don't like each other unless they like each other.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Surfer. Hey, man, I apologize.
I got to get back to this party, man.
Good day, man.
I'll holla at y'all next week, man.
Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate you. All
right.
I don't feel loved anymore. Someone left. No, but anyway, point is,
it's Saturday night. Don't take it personal.
Yeah,
I'm gonna not try to take it personal because Surfer's here, and so I feel complete and loved. But the point is, I don't peg it as racially insensitive. I think it was just plain stupid. Because you have to keep in mind, when you're dealing with people that are different than you, you have to keep a certain mindset.
What was that high power?
But you know, if I had went on Instagram and somebody was in front of me and I didn't like the fact they had a mullet, that's being insensitive.
What was that high tower? High tower, you said something.
I said, could we hurry up with the story? We need to get back to wrestling.
I mean,
the wrestling.
They had one of those old weight mullets, and I was like, I don't like this. Why should I have a problem with that? Well, the way somebody else wears their hair, as long as it don't stink and I don't have to smell it, I shouldn't care what another person's hair looked like of a different ethnicity.
Beautiful. That is a beautiful way to put it, and thank you. So let's get back to wrestling so Mr. Hightower can be thoroughly entertained. Can we discuss, what's that jobber's name that was doing the whole thing with AJ Styles?
James Ellsworth.
Thank you.
Dave.
They did that beautifully, and then they need to cut it off. They should have cut it off after the, second appearance?
Agreed. I agree. Real quick, let me stop for 1 second. Real quick, Jobber Junkie. Randy, what's up, man?
What's good, man?
All right, good to have you here, man. Go ahead, Jobber. Finish your point.
Well, anyway, Randy, hi. How's it going, buddy?
What's good?
Oh, it's all good. My point is this. In regards to Ellsworth, you know, it's all fine and dandy, but you got to cut it off at some point. Yeah. I mean, too much of a good thing is a bad thing.
No, it's the most biggest thing right now out of WWE. Let's just be honest. Even though I think they should have sent him to, like, the mid card, not upper card, but
that's
going on SmackDown.
That's my problem with Ellsworth. He should have been more of a mid card rather than thrusting it to the main.
This got him over a lot quicker. If he was just a regular wrestler fighting early matches,
right?
He's just a guy. I mean, they did something that you take somebody that doesn't fit the mold of what a wrestler looks like, and got him over the quickest way possible. Now he could go back and compete for mid-card belts or just be a regular wrestler and win some and lose some.
Right.
But if he had just came out and just started wrestling as a normal person, people would be like, who the hell is this guy? He doesn't even, like, he looks a lot older than he probably is. And then, you know, you got that chin.
The chin of doom.
With the face sunk in around the mouth. And he's just a different type of looking person for a wrestler. And how much do you think he weighs? How much do they say he weighs?
225, if that.
He weigh that much?
If that.
225, my ass.
You think he's skinnier than
I don't think he's 200.
Wow.
He looks like 180.
The thing is, he's outselling everybody in shirts right now.
He is. I saw that the other day. Good point, Randy.
Miz has been on fire.
He's outselling AJ Styles, Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens. He's outselling everybody right now.
Yeah.
He's hard.
Now, to be fair, I could outsell Roman Reigns in shirts right now.
But this has been probably the best run Miz has had in a long time.
Yep.
Well, he was talking. Oh, Miz.
What'd you say?
Did you say Miz?
Yeah, he said Miz.
Oh, yeah. Miz, yeah. Miz and Dolph?
Yeah.
No, even before Dolph. Miz has been on. Yeah. He's had a great run since he's gotten that belt.
Be your next world champion in a minute. I guarantee you that.
It's possible.
It is possible. With the way he's trending.
On him again, probably after WrestleMania or whatever. They could put it over.
It doesn't hurt for people like William to have his wife on his arm.
Don't hurt me at all because I love Maurice.
Yeah, but
good Lord.
That's just so they can be part of Total Divas.
Now, here's my question. How big are her nipples? Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm a nipple-loving kind of guy. I mean, Jesus Christ, that broad's got to have nipples the size of, like, fucking Pluto, dude.
She has gotten thicker since she stopped wrestling. I did notice that, of course.
Yes. Yeah,
well, here's the thing, too. I have a little bit of a wrestling crush on Nandy Neidhart. Because, you know, that chick is looking thick. And she's looking really underappreciated, if you catch my drift.
I was mad when she lost to Nikki, man. I thought that was dumb.
Oh!
Well,
thank you! Thank you, Will. Hey,
we know Winter Carr's not taking care of Natty at home. We watched Total Divas those first couple of seasons.
Yeah, he ain't doing what he need to do, man.
She don't even know what doggy style is.
First of all, her little Canuckian, I'm sorry, Canadian, no, I'm not sorry, Canuckian husband You know he ain't tapping that.
Well,
I mean, if anything, he's, you know what? Here's my thing. That dude, he's tapping other dudes.
I'm not gonna knock it.
I mean, whatever your preference is, more power to you. God bless you. But
did you see when they got married on Total Divas?
I actually skipped that because I couldn't stand to watch it.
See, this is how I know this man don't stand up for himself. Another man walked in. It's supposed to have been Natty's friend, and I forgot what he said to dude. But there's no way somebody gonna walk up to me on my wedding day and talk shit to me about my wife.
Exactly.
And I let them get away with it.
Exactly.
Now here's my thing. Now, granted, it's been 2 months since I got dumped, but you know, when I was with my gal, there was a dude that we both knew through, you know, high school and shit like that, that didn't know to stop coming around. Okay. Now, he was oblivious. He was an idiot. That's fine. And I tried to keep that in mind. I was patient with him and all that other. And then he came around on a date night, which is a big no-no with me. Okay, you want to socialize with my gal, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But if you're going to talk shit to my lady, I'm going to whoop your ass. Now, I'm 5'10", 160 pounds, if I'm lucky. But I tell you what, motherfucker, you don't talk shit to my lady. My temper will get hit. And this dude found out. You know, the one thing you don't do is you don't talk shit to another dude's lady.
No, but that's not what happened with that. He was coming in saying, like, it was in a way like saying how it was like
he was saying like he don't deserve her.
Yeah.
No, he seemed like he was like a little too friendly with Natty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Letting dude know, yeah, I'm that kind of friend where really, if you can find it, you really got to look at it, because that shit, no one's had respect for that man since that those wedding episodes.
And he said that he got a man crush on Cesaro.
That might be a storyline.
Yeah, big time.
Now, I'll say this. I have a little bit of a man crush on Cesaro, too, but quite frankly, my you-know-what is hell of a lot bigger than his, so it's not that much of a man crush. But point is, either which way, old boy was talking shit, you should get your ass whooped for doing that. Now, TJ, he's a little too purdy. Okay? I don't know what the fuck she's doing with a dude like him, but that chick, Natty Neidhart, is way too, how can I put
this? She's never been with anybody else.
Yeah, she doesn't know anybody else. She knows no better.
Well, yeah.
She had that one dick, that's it.
Yeah. Exactly.
But she's looking really, really ripe. You know, like, ripe for the picking.
Yeah, but like it's being used.
Now, also point two is that they really fucked up with Natty Neidhart. I mean, they were very, very, very extremely close with her. Okay.
Are we forgetting she's too far as a gimmick?
I'm sorry, what?
Are we forgetting she's too far as a gimmick?
Yep, sure did. Sure did.
Yeah. It's like, here's the thing, too, is that when they gave her a little bit of a run with title matches and stuff like that, they were very, very close. They almost had it right. They were that close. And then they fucked it up.
I thought she was a step... I thought when she lost that Divas Championship, she was a step out the door. I really thought that.
But, like, her spot now is to, like, get the young ones over. That's about it. Like, her time is up. Like, you know.
Which is bullshit to me, because here's the thing. Okay. How old was Harley Race when he re-won his championship from Ric Flair. He was probably, what, mid-30s? 35,
36. Oh,
yeah. So he's roughly my age. You know. But here's the thing, too, is that age don't matter.
Yeah, because that doesn't mean...
When it comes to wrestling, especially right now, because if you look at it like this, The Rock is my age. I'm 39. Mm. Okay? They let The Rock do whatever the hell he wants. And granted, you know, he's a payoff. But here's the thing, too, is that Natty Neidhart, that chick can wrestle.
She can wrestle, and I think she can also draw money outside the E, too.
Mm-hmm. Because she's also a very beautiful lady. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got the tits and ass and all that, you know, wonderful stuff. But here's the thing, is that one of the things that I feel that they're lacking with the women's division, even though they're trying, you have to admit they're trying, is the fact that you need someone that needs to be the credible workhorse. Okay? But you also have to toss them the belt every now and then.
But see, the problem with that, though, Java, is the fact that you put her on the same show as Nikki Bella. And I hate to say this, and I don't want to, you know, and I know I'm going to get heat for it for the IWC, but I'm going to say it anyway. She's got the best hookup in the world. John Cena's a boyfriend, and then GM of the show is a brother-in-law.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but you gotta understand, that show was Bella's. That show is Bella's.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, too, is that the most pitiful fact is this. Okay? I really weep for Sasha. Because here's the thing. She does not... How can I put this? The only reason why she's not getting swallowed up by the machine...
Mm-hmm.
Is the fact that she has a famous uncle.
I don't okay. think so. I don't think so.
Now, I'm a fan of Snoop. He's a pimp. He got me laid quite a few times, which I shouldn't have gotten. But anyway, point is, but you look at the other people, or I'm sorry, the other ladies in the ladies division in whatever show, and it's like you're kind of watching with bated breath. Look at Bayley is a fantastic athlete. That chick works her ass off. But what is she going to get? She's going to be the product of attrition. And that is a crying shame.
They should be
ashamed of themselves.
I don't think she will be. I think that you're going to see Sasha hold on to the title, and that's who Bayley will be going up against for opportunity to win it. I don't think she'll be swallowed up by the machine. They've hyped her up too much to be swallowed by the machine.
Mm. Well, I mean, time will tell. I hope I'm wrong.
We'll see. I got two more minutes with you. Anything else you want to get out there for me before we roll out?
No.
The hell?
I'm sorry, I'm getting a lot of feedback. What was that?
I got two more minutes with you. I got another caller calling in. I got two more minutes. Anything else you want to get out there before we let you go?
Okay, no, I'm good. Let the other caller call in. God bless y'all. And I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.
All right, man. Take care, dude.
You think he likes Java?
Let me see. I'm trying to get my other partner.
Hey, hi, Tyler. You there?
Hi, Tyler's still here. I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's still here.
Hey, Randy. Where's your girl at?
My other caller hung up. I'm going to try to get back on there.
Wait, which one?
He's talking about Eva Marie.
How come they haven't brought her back? Marie?
Dude, she's making her movies, man. Relax. She calling me?
I'm expecting her to get into the ring and become female champion.
Yeah, me too. We just gotta wait.
I've been waiting. I'm impatient.
Let's talk about SmackDown for a minute. Speaking of SmackDown, how did you guys like SmackDown this week?
So. Better than Raw.
Is Randy Orton now a member of the Wyatt family?
I don't think
so. What's the Wyatt
family? I don't think he is either. I hope he's not, but you know.
No, that's just, you could tell, that's just a little, you imagine Randy Orton in that? Come on, man. That's just him playing it out. Come on.
But I thought the RKO he did on Kane was awesome during the first match. And the Hype Brothers defeated the Ascension. I'm shocked the Ascension are still there. Nikki Bella defeated Natty to become the team captain of SmackDown Live. Heath Slater and Rhino defeated the Spirit Squad to retain. AJ Styles defeated Dean Ambrose by DQ when James Ellsworth superkicked Dean.
No. He didn't superkick. Hold up. No chin music.
I'm sorry. No chin music. I'm sorry. I wrote it down wrong. Thank you, sir. No chin music on Dean. causing him to disqualification. It's like, I'm just not feeling Ellsworth, man. And to put him in there with AJ like that, you know, he's got more victories over AJ than Cena does.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see what they do.
Y'all forgetting the obvious.
What's that?
AJ's a TNA guy, and Vince may have given him the belt, but he's gonna make the boy look bad.
Yeah, that's a good point too. I keep forgetting how petty Vince is.
But okay, that happened, but he beat Vince, you know, baby. Like, how's that making him look bad?
They don't want to make him look too good.
Yeah.
But I feel like every good bad guy, they always go through that shit like that, you know, like they find this trash or whatever, this jobber to defeat him.
They did it with The Rock and Triple H, so I guess this
would be part of it. We had The Rock get pinned by the Hurricane.
Yep.
Sure, yeah, did. But Hurricane Hell wasn't, you know, he was a legit person.
No, but we talking about The Rock. The Rock is like on another level, like.
I know, but it wasn't like Helms was a jobber who's getting a little bit of shine. He was an actual person that won matches and carried belts.
Right. I'm trying to get this other caller on. It won't click over. It's like, that's a good point, and I tried to say that to a couple of people on Facebook when I brought that up. But this Ellsworth thing is just taking over.
I'm telling you, as long as he keeps sending shirts, he's going to stay. He's going to stay, you know, he's going to stay around for a little while.
He's probably until the next WrestleMania. They probably gave him a contract.
Oh, Java.
Can you remind me of?
Who?
That kid show, Franklin. Like a turtle.
I remember that.
My daughter was watching it, and I'm like, holy shit, that's Ellsworth right there.
Hot Tower. Java Junkie says thanks for accepting the Facebook ad. Did you accept the Facebook ad early this week?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. He said thank you for that. Now, a couple of other things are going on. It looks like we're going to be getting the former WWE Tag Team Champions, the Headbangers, coming back this week to SmackDown Live. I don't want to see
them. They already came back.
They came back like a month ago. But they were used like once and that was it.
They're supposed to be coming back this week.
They need them for a little bit, probably.
Yeah. Supposed to be coming back this week. Man, like I say, I don't want to see them back, but I wasn't into them when they were popular. So I want to ask you a question, Randy. What are you thinking about Hell in a Cell this week?
Hell in a Cell?
Yeah, what are you thinking about that pay-per-view in general?
Let me see. Honestly, man, I just want the New Day to lose the goddamn titles.
You and Pastor hate the New Day.
That and who the hell is the other one?
Why do you guys hate the New Day like that?
I'm tired of them. That's it. I'm tired.
Keep cooling.
Oh my goodness. You guys think the brand split has really, really helped reinvigorate Dolph Ziggler's character?
Yeah. It actually has, because you know that we're not going to give him no goddamn chance with Raw and SmackDown together.
Nope.
Like, they got too many stars right now.
And they put him in that, slot.
Oh, that's why Vince said he did the brand split, because they had a lot more wrestlers.
Yeah. So, Ziggler should be, like, thanking that the brand split happened.
Where are your cousins at, Hightower? Where's the Usos? Are they hurt?
No, they just...
vacation, probably.
You know, they doing this whole Spirit Squad crap right now, so I'm guessing they push them aside for now.
I thought they were winning tag team championships. That's what I thought as heels. That would have been awesome.
Face. They don't need to be face. They need to keep...
They'll probably win it so they can lose it to the Alphas.
Yeah. American Alpha. What do you guys think about the Hype Brothers?
Fuck the Hype Brothers.
That champion.
They seem like they would have been a lot better 5 years ago. But now it's like they're just filling.
Yeah. They're going to be on that SmackDown Live team for Survivor Series, though. So we'll see what they do. I ain't waiting for Hightower to come back. He has a topic he wants to talk about, so I'll wait till he gets back. It looks like your boy Hideo Itami could be returning as early as December. I hope that guy comes back and do some things, because he just can't catch a damn break.
He didn't even last, I think, a month.
Not even a month.
Like, I just hope that like Vince and the people higher up don't be like give up on him, you know?
Yeah,
because he's good.
Yeah, he is. In my notes, it looks like Braun Strowman and Sami Zayn could be a last minute addition to the Hell in a Cell pay per view. I hope not, because I know Sami Zayn's a face, but at some point he needs to start winning matches.
He's going to be the new Dolph Ziggler. I hope y'all know that.
Yeah.
He's going to be that guy that everybody loves, but Vince don't give a shit. So he's going to, like, make everybody look good, but he's always going to lose.
Sami Zayn. Sami needs to go heel before he gets somewhere.
Sami Zayn, hot talk.
Sami Zayn?
Yeah.
Oh, we was just talking about him on the rant.
Mm-hmm.
M-Star. He needs to stay where he at.
But at some point he needs to stop. You know, he's doing all these hot spots, but at some point he needs to start winning to keep himself relevant, doesn't he?
Well, see, this is what I like what they're doing. He's an underdog. We need another underdog. We got another Daniel Bryan, right? Mm-hmm. I think he's not the next Dolph Ziggler. To me, I think he's the next Daniel Bryan.
Mm.
Went right away, and then, you know, instead of it'll be a while before he gets into a serious title contention.
I didn't realize how big Braun Strowman was. That boy almost 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, he was big from the start.
385? And that's his announced weight.
I saw him on when they came to Madison Square Garden.
Mm hmm.
I was in the front, and I'm like, yo, this motherfucker's huge.
He's a big John stud.
That's a perfect analogy.
Like, you see, like, you know, you see Kane, even the Big Show, you're like, wow, they big. But, like, this dude is, like, he's tall.
Oh, he's not bigger than Kane or Big Show.
No, he's bigger. I think he's bigger than Kane.
He weighs more than Kane.
He's not bigger. He might weigh a little bit more than Kane. He's not taller than Kane.
Sure?
Yeah, I mean, Kane towers over everybody but the Big Show.
Hold on, you talking about Braun Strowman?
Yeah.
Ain't they about the same size?
They're about...
I mean, close to about the same height.
Okay. Oh, this guy, a big cast. That motherfucker tall.
Yeah. Oh, he's 7 foot tall.
And an Undertaker, huh?
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't teach that.
Undertaker's 6'10".
Yeah, he's shorter. He's shorter than Kane. And motherfucker keep getting shorter every time I see him.
Who, Undertaker?
Yeah.
He was in the news.
He was Undertaker in Cleveland?
Yeah, he was in the news at the Cleveland.
He didn't look like he didn't even... You don't look old.
Nah.
He's truly the dead man.
Yeah. It's going to be a show tomorrow, like 5 minutes away from where I live. Mm-hmm. I'll probably go. I don't know. It's a SmackDown show.
It's already being said that Shinsuke Nakamura is not going to be brought up anytime soon to the main roster. So I guess that's their way of NXT keeping its star power down there.
Oh yeah. My gosh, whoever was that just arguing about, you was all there, Will.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah.
it wasn't that serious.
Damn, y'all saw the kick? Y'all saw Austin Aries' eyes?
His face? Yeah, I saw his face.
God damn.
Yeah.
Back to Nakamura. Yeah, he needs to build up, I think they're trying to build up Ty, right?
Ty Dillinger.
Yeah, so he's going to help build people because he's already built up. He's already champion.
Yep.
He's number one guy.
Yep.
They need some more number one guys.
Yeah.
So you got Ty Dillinger, hopefully. Who else? Bobby.
Austin Aries.
Bobby Roode. Austin Aries.
Austin Aries, you got to build them up.
Yep.
Too, so it's good for him to be down there for right now. I say he don't leave probably until in the middle of next July.
Yeah. Just keep that star power going down there in NXT. What are you guys thinking on the women's side? Do you think Asuka's going to be caught up anytime soon? I don't think she will be either.
Because they need to put up our girl.
Yeah.
once they put her up, we don't need Asuka no more.
Though Billy Kane, Peyton Royce has started to move on to come up a little bit, so we see what they do. But I'm still loving NXT versus TNA though.
Hey,
is Nia Jax gonna be in the thing tomorrow?
No.
Not tomorrow. At Survivor Series.
I haven't heard about her being there yet.
There's no reason why Raw wouldn't win.
Yeah.
Been talking about
the little Survivor Series women's match for Survivor Series.
Oh,
Raw should have won shit because they fucking garbage right now.
I don't think it has nothing to do with wrestling. But I've been watching Teen Titans Go with my daughter. That show is funny as hell.
No, it's so, not.
Yes, it is. That shit funny. Is funny.
Call her online.
I've been watching that with my daughter, and Robin is the man, yo.
call her online 4-702. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
What's up? This is Nick from WrestleHolics, Will.
What's up, man?
Calling. I got some free time. Felt like wanted to see what was up with you guys over here.
I'm glad you was able to make it, man. How you doing tonight?
Sorry, Will.
Wonderful.
I can't let this slide.
What?
What Randy said about Teen Titans Go? Just whippersnapper.
Yo, it's something because it's so different. That's why.
No. Listen. You know, because of my show, I sat there and watched that show for 3 fucking years. It's grating on a person like me. Listen, I get some humor. But they never go out and actually do any.
Yeah, that's the joke. That's the joke.
That's the joke.
When you
They do.
The thing is, everybody wants.
They're like fighting.
Listen, when you watch the original Teen Titans, that was awesome. You watch Young Justice, that was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
They don't give us that. They give us this juvenile shit.
But that's the thing. I don't think it's aimed to us.
That's Cartoon Network, though.
That's Adult Swim.
The problem is that there are execs who think that if a cartoon ain't selling the toys, then they don't want to show it. That's why they took Young Justice off after two seasons.
You're right about that, Surfer. You're right.
And other than that, my daughter is getting into, like, the superhero girls ones. She's getting into Young Justice.
I don't have a problem with superhero girls.
Hmm?
I don't have a problem with superhero girls.
DC Superhero Girls.
That's what I'm saying. Because of that show, she's getting into everything else. But that's her favorite.
Humor, that's all it is. It's funny and it's adult swim humor. It's Adult Swim writers that's writing that shit out. I'm telling you. It's funny.
For the kids,
it's Surfer,
with you. I'm with you. It's great for the kids, but it ain't for us. It's like this wrestling game. It's not for us.
And, like the wrestling?
You know, I'm just saying, wrestling in general, this isn't our wrestling. If you go back and look at
the last good Teen Titans Go cartoon I saw was when the Young Justice character showed up and told them to their face, "You guys ain't real heroes."
Yeah, that was cool.
There's an episode where they actually go to save the world. But everything is done because they got the Justice League. They got everything. They got the Young Justice. They got everybody taking care of everything. So that's the whole point.
Oh.
There's too many superheroes taking care of everything, so they could just fuck around in the house.
And then they did a little Powerpuff team up. Yeah, whatever.
Oh yeah, that shit. My daughter made me see that like 10 times.
Let me have
this is an episode where they team up with the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
I think like episode 48 or something like that.
Matt Hardy, y'all don't get this.
Man, I'm being like Matt Hardy when it comes to that damn show. Delete. Let me run over to Nicholas real quick from Wrestleholics real quick. Nicholas, man, what are you thinking about the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view tomorrow?
The Hell in a Cell pay-per-view is, it's going to be something we're going to expect a lot from it, you know what I mean? Especially with the triple main event hype going into it. Not saying the builds are necessarily the best, but I'm definitely looking for a Triple H appearance in the main event for that Hell in a Cell because, I mean, to not put Sasha Banks and Charlotte, it's been announced that is not going to be the main event. Vince McMahon is against putting that up into the main event. So there's rumors that it's actually going to start the show versus the rumors that it will main event. Like I said, Vince is kind of against that thought or whatever, I guess. So if that's the case, then I expect something more from the main event. And that Reigns Rusev, that's going to have a clean finish, you know. It's going to be kind of like a repeat of the Wyatt Reigns Hell in a Cell, you know. They're gonna go through some tables, get the steps involved, you know. It's gonna be one of them, so I'm not expecting for that to show out as much because that's gonna be more action than story. I'm really looking forward to that women's match though, because if that nails it, then the pay-per-view is gonna be really good.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be my X-Factor match to look out for.
The thing is, Vince McMahon is so fucking stupid that hopefully, like, they black flash on his ass about the woman being in the main event because he's just so dumb. Like, who really gives a fuck about Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens? I really don't give a fuck about them two right now.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, it's
nothing.
Yeah, me too. I mean, those two guys, I mean, they deserve to be in the main event. They are the main eventers, you know what I mean? That's what the world title is for, but...
And it's probably not fault, but they're not showing me shit in their storyline, which they should.
They try to get some cheap ass heat. Kevin Owens doing the powerbomb on the apron on Monday Night Raw. They try to get some cheap heat because we ain't seen that in a while.
Yeah,
that's like the Orton punt. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the we're trying to get you attached.
Yep,
it was kind of cheap though.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest though, I'm really, really looking forward to that tag team championship scene and how that turns out too. I think that's kind of an underrated moment in this card. And, you know, they say New Day is going to try to get that demolition record. I don't know what y'all think about that, but I mean,
it's good for them to kind of beat that. And that's okay. And after that, they need to lose it to, I don't know who. They need to play just wash that damn whole damn fucking tag team roster.
Now, hold on. Before I go any further, have you guys seen Austin Aries' eye after
yes.
Nakamura kicked him?
Yes.
In the live event?
Yes. Oh, my God. About that. Yeah, we just talked about it.
You got to Nakamura to be a little bit more careful. Can't be doing that. This is not Japan. This is not Japan. Not kick people.
His mom felt that.
Man, it's like he took that like a champion too.
Yeah,
he really did. I just think Vince he just needs to stop being so petty and be a little bit more progressive, man. The ladies have come up from what they were to what they are now, and I just think that needs to close the show.
Yeah, and like, that's why I hope Twitter. That's what I hope these marks, you marks want to do something, not us that's on this call. The marks that's out there, if y'all want to bitch about something, bitch about these women not being in the main event.
Yeah.
And let Vince see, because he's just fucking senile. I think he won't even do his own Twitter handling. He's,
you know, this.
So sick tired of it.
You guys know there's rumors out there that he's up for business as far as selling the company goes.
That's why I mean he needs to retire.
No. See, that's where the rumor is confused.
Mm-hmm.
Selling the company, no. But, you know, like just like the TNA deal he just did, mm-hmm. get in the vault, things like that, that's what he meant by
so it's more controlling.
Business. We're up for business with other people in that regard.
Okay.
But as far as selling company,
no, he ain't gonna
sell. He'll never let that go as far as his position. But, you know, that rumor did surface, but I think the context of it is a little bit misconstrued to what it really, well, to what he really meant, I think.
What do you guys think about my girl Becky Lynch getting hate for her accent from Kevin Dunn?
Yeah, yeah, I can't believe that either.
I'm sick of Kevin Dunn, man. I'm sick of him.
Ask me to go to.
He can't stand that. Come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
Two fucking idiots.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah. It's just terrible, man. Real quick, Surfer. Nobody just said in the chat, who remembers the Green Lantern series on Cartoon Network? I do.
I do.
It was a good series, too.
I don't.
It was a good series, too, and they let it go. Like I say, man, they need to stop hating on Becky. But I think she will. But she may end up losing that match against Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss is hot right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, man. She's something else.
Yeah.
Not everybody. I know some people I know that thought she was going to be pretty weak. But she's like, she's our next champion.
It's what you make of it. And
right.
She's really taking strides and taking them more serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Could she be the new AJ Lee?
Nah, you can't say that. Not even because AJ Lee's like out of her league or whatever, but Alexa Bliss, she has her own little, I don't know, she has that edge to her that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She kind of perfects that in-ring kind of like, mannerisms and stuff, you know what I mean? It kind of gets you like, all right, it's different. And I think that's the main thing. And she's kind of like a bundle of a rumble or whatever you want to call it. Very, you know, unique in that respect too. She can hang with the bigger opponents, has the strength, has the quickness. You know what I mean? She's just a shark, muscle shark, you know? That's what they do. They can fly around and she's learning it now.
Who's that?
I ain't gonna lie. They the SmackDown women's roster is up there with the Raw roster. Women's Raw roster.
Overall, the SmackDown roster is
no. The SmackDown roster ain't even in full swing right now.
No, it's
neither is Raw. But listen, Raw's gonna have Emma, and they're probably gonna steal Asuka too. To keep it real.
One at a time, guys.
Surfer, go ahead.
SmackDown has a deeper bench. Raw has the top three, and then you can throw in Nia, but she's an anomaly. Outside of that, the rest of them are just there filling up space.
What you think, Hattar?
I think both of them are good. Both of them got good women's work. Like, both of them on each side got good workers.
SmackDown's new women, they have come in and made the women's wrestling a bit more interesting. Because they've got into some feuds, and it's not like they're just getting their ass kicked. They're coming in and actually taking victories from veteran women. So
that's true.
Well, that's the thing. For every rookie, there's a veteran. For every Alexa Bliss, there's a Nikki Bella. For every Carmella, there's a Naomi. For every Eva Marie, there's a Natalia. Right. You know what I mean? They have the count for everything.
Now, Nick, man, I got a bona fide Eva Marie fan on the line with me right now. He loves Eva
Marie. And what do you think about the brunette phase, though?
Randy, man. Hey,
she's doing her movies, man. She's making money. Relax, guys, relax.
What kind of movies?
Hey, good one.
What kind of movie? A movie that she's going to end up being a movie star?
she's going to be in 12 Rounds featuring me.
She's in a movie with Nicolas Cage. Come on now.
No, she's doing her thing, though. I could appreciate that, but I want to see her come back. She's rumored to be the first woman SmackDown Women's Champion.
Yo, be bad at her when she leaves.
I heard that, Nick, that she was rumored to be the first one. I heard that.
Yep.
Oh,
she was set in stone, then she went ahead and got suspended. You know what I mean? I guess she didn't get it in time or whatever. That was the case.
A couple of rumors. It looks like Survivor Series is going to be a 4-hour pay-per-view this year. Ain't that
7-hour pay-per-view?
Ain't that a little long for a pay-per-view?
But if you
and
think about it,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, especially since we also heard that Orton's not going to wrestle Survivor Series because he's going to give birth with his wife's going to give birth to his child,
his baby girl.
So he ain't gonna wrestle that event. So I don't know what they're gonna do with that feud between him and Wyatt or what. But
I heard. Now, no one on this call thinks Wyatt is gonna be Randy Orton's gonna be one of the new Wyatts. What you thinking, Nick? You think Randy Orton could be part of the Wyatt family?
What I think's gonna happen is they're gonna write him off like that, like, oh, Orton's going to revive himself or find himself or bullshit or whatever, and he's going to come back and he's going to, you know, act like a little Wyatt member or whatever, and they're going to kill it off at PLC or whatever SmackDown pay-per-view is before Royal Rumble. But I don't like it, though. It's like Daniel Bryan 2.0.
Yeah. But they do it
like that. Aside from all that, like, Orton doesn't even have, like, the care. I don't know.
I don't know if it's going to go the same way with Daniel Bryan. Because with Daniel Bryan, he became a member, but then they was punishing him every time something went wrong. And that's what made him turn against them again.
Turn back, right.
That's not going to happen with Randy Orton. He ain't going to put up with that.
See, like, I look at, like, matches with him and Mick Foley at Backlash in 2004 when he's going through thumbtacks and all this other stuff. And then, if you can't beat him, join him. Like, some in me, as a Randy Orton fan, kind of has a problem with that angle. You know what I mean? Like, it just don't resonate with me. Because Randy Orton is like that badass dude. You know what I mean?
Right. And the way he RKO'd Kane on SmackDown brought back memories, man. brought back memories.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah. JR was in the news this week. He said on his blog that TNA can be fixed, but they need to blow it up, restart it, and find a more viable TV network and rename it. You guys think JR is right?
Man, JR needs to shut up already.
But it's not just rename it. You got to flush that roster down the toilet, because even if somebody buys it tomorrow, they come back a month later on a new network and you give it a new name, and then you still have the same Jeff Matt Hardy angle and the same E3C angle, then nobody's going to take it serious. They're going to look at it as the same product.
Why? I don't know why y'all giving what's the name a whole lot of flack, Matt Hardy.
I'm not saying him personally. I'm just saying,
okay,
if they started over with a different name and a different owner,
over,
the same people came out, then you're going to assume it's just TNA rebranded. So that's not going to make a difference.
Rebranded with Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy.
Rebranded and called Total Nonstop Deletion.
Want to hear a joke?
What?
Global Force Wrestling.
That's a good joke.
What happened to that?
That's a good joke.
Listen, if we started a wrestling federation and then we went and got some cast off WWE wrestlers that was old and brought them in, then people wouldn't look at that. They would look at that product and say, that's just trying to be like the WWE.
No, but if
people they're familiar with,
even though they brought them in, like when they brought in Kevin Nash, Booker T, even though it was like WCW-ish, it was just different. It was something like, okay, this would really replace WCW for me.
Right.
Do any
of you guys watch Lucha Underground, though?
Yes.
Like, that is taking over. Turner signed them.
At any time when you thought that they reminded you of WCW, at any time did you start to think, this looks more like TNA? And when they did start looking at TNA, that's the point where it was fucking too late for them, because nobody wants to watch them anymore.
In the beginning, they was their own thing. Even if they had Jeff Jarrett and all them and WCW guys, it was still like TNA had to sit side of the ring. WWE even have a sit side of the ring. That's what made them so damn different.
I don't think a sit side of the ring makes a difference.
Hogan,
was the difference. They had the S division. The knockouts was way more better.
Oh yeah,
than the fucking women's 2005 2000. Come on now, I wasn't even, to be honest with you, back in like 2006 2007. I wasn't even watching the wrestling. I wasn't even watching Raw.
I was like the whole Kelly era thing.
She was terrible. She couldn't even run the ropes right.
Stop hating on Kelly.
She couldn't even run the ropes, man.
She was a greater champion, Maurice.
You take that back, sir. You take that back, surfer.
Hey, like this, TNA was good when they had the main event Mafia.
You don't put my girl Maurice down for that piece of trash.
Yeah, Moon's gonna hear this.
All trash, if you ask me.
No. 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 What was Maurice's finishing move? Well, nothing compared to, I mean, Kelly finishing move.
Maurice was trash.
Maurice was not trash.
She was just a Shell McCool ripoff.
No, she wasn't. No. Stop putting
she
down.
She was helping.
Talking about a ripoff.
Stop putting down.
Kelly used the Bella Buster as her finisher. Talking about ripoff.
Thank you.
Exactly.
And then Maurice had the DDT, and that was the best DDT of any female at that time.
Well, Mickie James got a
She got me one too. That's true. She got me one too. So
shit out of her.
But don't put my girl Maurice down. Nate, what you got going over in WrestleHolics, man?
We're gonna have the Hell in a Cell pay per view this Sunday. Well, actually, Monday is when it's going to air in the morning, but this Sunday, we're going to see what happens. The results are going to come in. We're going to have an awesome comic book show. Basically, what it is we just go through the matches and just put pictures, caption it, things like that, and just make the matches. And based on the results or whatever of the pay-per-view, that's how we'll book it. And it should be a lot of fun. We basically reset. We used to have two brands. Now we're just one. Mm-hmm. So it's going to create a lot of unique matchups and a lot more superstars to use creatively and things like that. So, I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's like our own little wrestling federation or whatever you want to call it.
Server hasn't heard of group. It. Server hadn't heard of it. Nick, explain it to him a little bit.
Shows this?
It's fantasy wrestling.
It's basically a show. Okay, yeah, but it's a WrestleHolics Fantasy League. So we do fantasy wrestling. So based on the real life results, we give out fantasy points for the actions of the superstars.
Okay, and then fantasy wrestling. I've been wanting to do that with Rant for years, and nobody's down with it.
Well, it's a really fantastic fantasy, like Will could vouch for it. I mean, it's been kind of slow, but now I'm picking it back up. I'm taking the keys and the responsibility. Shout out to Tino though in WrestleHolics. He holds it down for us and stuff like that.
So, how does the point system work?
Point system, this is one I've explained a lot, so it's easy for me now. So, based on what superstar you chose, or what have you, so let's say Charlotte, okay? We base it on 4 points for a match win, 1 point for an attack of any kind that's outside of the match, or, post-match attacks. If someone interferes and grabs somebody's foot, that's a point for an attack. We also give points for being in a match. And if it's a no decision, you get no points. If you lose, you get no points. You only get your points for being in the match.
You get more points for being in a pay-per-view than on regular TV?
Yes, sir. So that's the next up of the point system. So you get 8 points for a win. You only get your one-point match still, and attacks are all the same for a point. So it's key if you win on a pay-per-view, because that's 4 more points you'll have towards your score.
You get more points for a belt?
No, you don't. It's run on the same point system, so it kind of is consistent and fair versus, you know what I mean? Once you get a belt or something, it's impossible to beat you, And it's fair, the results, it kind of reminds me of basketball. Ball don't lie. Results don't lie, in this fantasy, and it's kind of weird how it works, but the right person always tends to win.
You get more points for wrestling?
Well, we haven't got there yet. We're still in October, but
I'm saying, is a match in WrestleMania worth more points?
We haven't done one yet.
I mean, we would absolutely consider it. Maybe, the match win is 20 points or what have you, but really, it's something we're just going to have to think about down the road. Right. And, it's real simple, just change the variation of points or whatever and work with it. But as far as the point system goes, that's just the real basics on how to score. But what it really is you need to get into like a character, so to speak. We do our own promos, written or video. Will does video, which are great, by the way. Take some time out of his day to do that, which is great. But, you just kind of build your rivalries and build these matches, and then we culminate them with these comic book cards, and it's a lot of fun, you know what I mean? And it kind of, like I said, taps into your wrestling, taps into,
your wrestling
sport. What you want in fantasy wrestling, you know what I mean? It's just everything you could ask for.
Speaking of fantasy,
we got me and Hightower on the WrestleHolics group right now. Me and Mr. Hightower. So,
speaking of fantasy, I got Rage's little butt tomorrow.
Okay.
Football.
A couple other things, real quick. I play Big Tone tomorrow. Couple of things I wanted to get to real quick before we rolled out here for the night. Kurt Angle did a Q&A on his Facebook page. He says his dream matches would be against Daniel Bryan. I would love to see Kurt Angle versus Daniel Bryan. That would be awesome. Brittany Page, the daughter of Diamond Dallas Page, is trying to create a new women's wrestling league. I hope she does it. Good luck to her. Anything else I have here? There's some hope that Finn Balor could return in time for Mania 33. He needs to hurry back. I'm missing Finn.
He's only supposed to be out for 6 months.
Well, that type of injury can go anywhere from 6 to 8.
They actually said that he might be back for the Rumble, as reported today. WrestleCon and WrestlePros. They said that he's doing really great, and he could do like a Super Cena, and he could actually technically come back in time for the Royal Rumble, which I thought was impossible. But
so,
that's what was reported by a couple sources.
Yeah, I think they would let him get the belt, or that done came and went for him.
No, I think they'll let him get it back.
I think that's a Mania type scenario for him, you know what I mean?
I think they'll let him get it back.
I think that's Mania bound for him.
I saw that John Cena heel turn.
Sabu, you guys remember Sabu? He has successful hip replacement surgery. He has a GoFundMe for a medical bill. I'll get that out to you as soon as I can. I didn't write it down, but he's got a GoFundMe for that to help pay for that medical bill.
Those crazy moves he used to do, that shit was going to catch up to him sooner or later.
He's got like a bill for like $45,000.
They said that their GoFundMe raised $20,000, and he still has back and shoulder issues. So the goal on that GoFundMe is to reach $50,000, from what I heard.
TNA legal news: Billy Corgan lawsuit / hearing. There will be a ruling made this Monday by Judge Hobbs Lyle. She will be making her ruling on Monday. TNA ratings improved from 353,000 to 362,000 on Pop TV. They really need to find another home. Pop TV is getting to be a joke.
But the problem is, how many networks want wrestling? Because if they wanted it, they would have it.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
TNA, when they got rid of their wrestling, they never looked back. You would think that somebody would come along. They like Tom Warner don't have to own wrestling.
Right.
That don't mean they don't have to broadcast it. Right. Yet they don't want it. USA, they can't put on none of the other networks because they got the deal with the WWE.
Right.
And then what other networks are there left?
I don't know. Maybe ESPN will give them another shot. Give them a shot. They did AWA, so I'm just saying. Kevin Owens' wife, Karina Steen, removed her Instagram account this week due to online bullying. Her older posts are no longer available. That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame. You can't have an Instagram account. And finally, I have Hightower's topic to close out the show tonight. Hightower, I want to talk about Triple H and Stephanie's wedding anniversary. What was your thoughts on that, Hightower?
Oh, man, I'm just happy to see those two still together after 13 years. On October 25th, they had the anniversary. That's real good. I'm very happy for Triple H and Stephanie. The couple, surprisingly, they haven't broke up. And they've both been in the WWE for a long time, both of them. So I'm very happy for the both of them.
He's very happy for Triple H and Stephanie. Awesome. Awesome. Nobody said WGN is a possible home. I know they used to do SmackDown, Superstars back in the day. So maybe that's something that they can TNA could explore. WGN. Yeah? We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's possible, though, yeah.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Hell in a Cell tomorrow. Don't forget, our coverage from Rant EN will be live tomorrow at 7 p.m. AA Tony C will be hosting the pre and post show, so don't forget to check that out. Before we go tonight, do you have any other thoughts, any other comments before we roll out for the night?
No Goldberg and Brock Lesnar talk today?
Man, let's go ahead. I was trying to avoid it if all possibility, but what do you guys think about Bill Goldberg and Brock Lesnar? Any comments on that at all?
I have some comments actually. The match itself is going to be ass. I'm tired of watching Brock Lesnar matches already, let alone a Goldberg match. All it is a little spot match, a spear and a jackhammer, a F5 suplex. It's the same match that we're going to see. But what I'm most interested in and more intrigued in is that I heard that Goldberg is actually rumored to be a possibility that they're trying to reach out to as an opponent for The Undertaker.
I heard that too.
At WrestleMania.
I heard that too. And I don't want to see that either.
Also, Sting was involved in the conversation from what I heard too.
Oh, wow. See, I don't want to see Goldberg. He's number one, he's 50. Number two, it hadn't been in the arena in 12 years. And number three, this isn't going to be a productive match at all. How is it going to differ from the first one?
I was there. I could tell you. It was horrible.
How is it going to change? I mean,
but you know what? Or just aside, I get the feeling it's going to be a better match than the WrestleMania bullshit I saw. Mm. I don't know, like something tells me he's 50 and everything, but I think they're going to pull out a better match.
I don't know, Brock Lesnar don't be letting people get their shit in lately. So I don't know.
This is a different Brock. This isn't the Brock of back then. This is a different Brock. You know?
Yeah, this Brock can't
That's what it is. We got bitch Brock. Bitch that comes in, beat everybody ass, and they're fucking, he's a diva. That's what he's a diva, little diva.
See, to me, Goldberg won the first time, so why don't you let Brock win the second? But the IWC ain't trying to have that.
I'd rather see Gilbert versus Ellsworth as the main event.
That'd be...
You know what is funny? Now that you talk about Gilbert, I was thinking about, let's say for some reason they make a match, just a throwaway, like a Raw, whatever. Mm-hmm. Have Gilbert come out and Brock Lesnar like fucking kills him.
Well, they don't have to have a match, but I would like.
What I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like just like some throwaway, something, you know.
Yeah, like a throwaway.
Oh yeah. Promo or
something. Yeah, like the song comes up and everybody thinks it's him, and then Gilbert comes out and Brock Lesnar just like rips him apart, throws him to the left and the right of the audience.
Zach Gallen. I like to see him do the Zach Gallen and F5 his feet or F5 his leg right into the steel post. That'd be gruesome.
Like send him, like throw him to the crowd, like his head to the announcer.
My idea, and I think Hightower was the only person that liked my idea. I thought Goldberg coming back against Brock was just too much. Put him against Roman Reigns. Battle of the Spears.
No, but now you got you also got Rhino now. You got Rhino,
that's true.
Goldberg, mm-hmm. and Roman Reigns.
Battle of the Spears.
Charlotte, don't forget, Charlotte does it.
She does.
that shit.
the human Pokemon. Oh man.
But this seems so rushed, that Goldberg Brock Lesnar. You know what I mean? It's almost like a now or never deal. Like, we got him now. We might as well use him.
Do you think?
You know what I mean?
See, I'm thinking.
You saw how horrible it went for them on Raw? Mm-hmm. They probably thought they were going to have, like, you know, people turn on Brock. You stupid idiots. It was in his hometown. Like,
yeah, that didn't make sense.
That shit was so stupid.
I was thinking that they should have not do Survivor Series, but wait until next year. That's what I was thinking, but give it a little bit more build. You know, whole thing is just created because of the 2K17 game. To give that.
Any of y'all play that shit?
I haven't played it yet. But
the last one I played, which one had
Rob D'Amigo was on from Thumbstick Ninjas, and he gave it a good
review. I mean, the last one I played had Randy Orton on the cover.
You played...
That was 12.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the last one I played. I stopped
playing. Yeah, I like that one.
12 was good.
That was the first game that let you, like, free table break and stuff. Or whatever. I don't know how to explain it. But
see, but I hate
Nah, man. Here comes the pain. Nothing top that.
But see, I hate 16. I hate WB 2K16 because of the pin system change. And when that pin system changed, I just didn't care for it. But 15 was good, and everything before it was good. So
the pin system makes it a little bit more different. You know, it's better. I like the pin system now. Because it takes them longer to beat you.
Yeah.
And it takes you longer to beat the, like, if you're playing against the computer, it takes longer when you put it on hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always do star matches when I play against the computer.
Because CM Punk was the one on 13, right?
Huh? Yep.
I think, yeah, he was.
Yeah, because my brother landed on me, and I never played it.
Oh, yeah. You'll love it. Right. Any of them, 15, 16, and 17 is pretty cool.
They're all good games. Definitely check them out. All right. If there's nothing else, I want to thank all my callers. I want to thank Surfer. I want to thank Randy. I want to thank my co-host, Mr. Hightower, Nick Liv from Wrestleholics for calling in, Java Junkie for calling in earlier, everybody in the chat, being there, Ted, myself, nobody is in the chat room right now. So guys,
what's up, nobody?
So go ahead and say what's up to nobody. We got nobody with us tonight.
That's the dude.
So I appreciate you being here.
Nobody. Nobody.
So we are going to watch Teen Titans Go after we hang up.
You can watch Teen Titans Go. You can watch Teen Titans Go. I ain't messing with it. Don't forget, though.
Did y'all watch Walking Dead last week?
I did not.
Man, shut up, man.
Walking Dead, bro.
I did not watch it.
What'd you say, Hightower?
Why you brought that up?
Walking. Talk about basketball tomorrow, then I might call in.
You going out. I can't hear what you're saying.
I said talk about Westworld tomorrow instead of Walking Dead. I don't watch Walking Dead.
I haven't watched Westworld yet. So I'm behind. But I have to talk about that Walking Dead episode.
Yes.
I don't watch Walking Dead, so it's all good.
Glad.
It's all good to me. But don't forget, guys, again, I'm going to mention it one more time. Hell in a Cell live coverage tomorrow at 7 p.m. Rant Eatin' Radio, AA.
Oh, and before we go, don't forget, guys, to go watch Doctor Strange, too.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be doing Doctor Strange next weekend. I don't know. I'm going to do it Sunday or Saturday.
Yes, that should be a great movie. Live Hell in a Cell coverage will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. AA Tony C. Myriad of other people should be calling in to join those guys. Breakdown Hell in a Cell. They should be able to go over the kickoff match at least, and then they'll be coming back right after for the post show. Gentlemen, is there anything else? And if there's nothing else, I thank you guys for being here. I'll see you guys next week, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant AM Radio. Everyone, please take care.
Good.
The best kept secret that leaked in 05. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm seeing the closed eyes. You keeping them wide open, you bound to go blind. In a town not known for shine, a cosign. Just kids who throw signs and cats who throw down. Hipsters throwing up. I stay south of downtown, far from the maddening crowd. My analog logarithm is bound to rocking actual crowds, G. Put the G with the O-D, I ain't gotta spell it. So many stories in the sea, go tell them XP. Talk with them, me and Jake. Cook for him, let Candid kill him. Unmercifully, emergency. The smaller the circus will be, the larger the perk. The shorter your circuitry, certainly. You need a fuck with me, cause hearing me is gonna make you wanna hustle harder.
Do your thing and run your way.
face and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull no show on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther. Play your game, don't let nobody run that thing on you.
Get up and get your getting go going. It's all possible, partner. You gotta hustle, hustle hard, hard. Muscle, muscle, hog, hard. Plant your seeds and harvest. Oblivious to obstacles, it's obvious it's hard. Start at the first chapter. Mash and mash that verse. Learn how to bag it up. Then get your paper. Smile and leak of blood. Two-step in my loafers. Kind of bipolar, so I'm doing it for both of us. Grinding your endeavors, the era is just a speed bump. Ain't much new up under the sun. It's all a rerun. Run.
Do your thing and run your and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull no show on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther.
Okay, what good is being froze for a minute if your soul isn't in it? You cold chillin', but you know we don't feel it. This that grown folk, separate the pros from the chillin'. I'm fly, I can drive a photo on the ceiling. Nigga, I'm high, if you don't smoke, don't hit it. Wait, let me humble myself, composed on the pivot. But I never back down on my toes on my business. We more clever than that now. Chicks blow me kisses, blow me in an instant. Bone me with the incense. I would think they love me if I didn't know any different. I'm trying to get this money, my nigga, we on the mission. But it's more than that. We're trying to change the flow while we living. It's more than rap. Them dark forces at your back. So let your light shine. We can't afford to slack. They say like minds that are great think on the same page. Now tell me what your ink say. Hey, come on.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game. Don't let nobody pull no show on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther.
Yeah, I got this. Now what's it gonna take to make these past moments great? Can't sit at home and marinate, it's time to slip away. I'm trying to fade them on, I take the cake like Grand Brulee, you need it too. Maneuver through the rain and violent hues, motivate a molecule, you see the truth is in the stoop. And the proof's behind a break, a little taste of how I do. They can hate, I'm Papa Dukes, I do this for my baby Blue. Different strokes for other folks, suppose this ain't your cup of juice. Some of the tea, I'm sucker free to eat your zone, we gon' feast, my homie. We the elite, it's the thoroughs are complete. Ain't no peak to how to reach, ain't no goal we can't achieve. You see the souls in my glance have strolled a million miles at least. Before the Chuck T's and Adidas laced my feet. Been undefeated by the streets while many fall beneath the scenes. I'm at the mercy of the wind. And I'ma be this fly forever. May my aim be justified and glorified in life and death. Let them hear ya.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull no show on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther. Hustle harder. Play your game. Don't let nobody pull no show on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game. Don't let nobody.